are with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, December 12th. As always, this podcast, as well as the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting website with lots of tools and perks for the better. Covering most tracks and legal in most states, check out amwager.com where you can get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written companion to this podcast, by clicking on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog. We're going to start Saturday, December 12th with the Sugar Swirl Stakes, race 6 at Gulfstream, post 238 Eastern. And we'll start with Bronx Beauty, who's won 9 of 19 on faster tracks, 7 of 14 at 6 furlongs this trip. But she opens at 8-1, and that's just ridiculous. Three back, Bronx Beauty won the similar Regret Stakes to Monmouth for a big runner-up effort in the Skip At Stakes at Pimlico. We can ignore her most recent effort on a sloppy track. With Saez riding, if this mare repeats either of those two recent efforts, she can win, particularly if she's a stalker in a race with a likely hot early pace battle between Ladies Island, Golden Amy, and Ginna Bunny. Aunt Nadine finished second on turf in her most recent start with leading from the break, but on dirt one before that, stalked nicely in fourth, rallying to win. And from an outside post, the same running style has her line for a big piece, if not the whole thing. Claimed by Mike Maker, the only time she was ever entered for a claiming price, three back. Her two races since have been both career best efforts, and she's been first and second in 6 of 8 career starts, could easily be in the exact at the very least once again. Sound Machine ran 3A races in a row at Gulfstream last November, January, and February, then finished 5th in a grade 2, then was only beaten 3/4 of a length for 2nd in the similar grade 3 Miss Preakness Stakes before a fine 2nd place effort last month in the Sunshine Millions Distaff. Sound Machine put in a spectacular best of 55.46 half-mile work last week and gets Jose Ortiz, so must be respected. In the Sugar Squirrel Stakes, race 6 Gulfstream, Saturday, December 12th, post 238 Eastern, Bronx Beauty win bet 5-2 or better. Exact a box, Bronx Beauty, Aunt Nadine, and Sound Machine. Doubles, race 6, Bronx Beauty, Aunt Nadine, and Sound Machine, race 7, will take control. Multiple pick 3s, 2 tickets here. First ticket, Bronx Beauty, Aunt Nadine, and Sound Machine in race 6 will take control in race 7, Lady Lawyer in race 8. And the second ticket, Bronx Beauty, Aunt Nadine, and Sound Machine in race 6, all in race 7, and Lady Laurel in race 8. Race 7, I'll touch on briefly. It's a maiden race, and you can see from the doubles and pick 3s I just talked about, I like Will Kick Control. He's a first-time starter by Will Take Charge at Vermeer, who has had 3 foals to race, one of which won first out at this one-turn mile trip at Gulfstream. Saez rides and, hidden among a bunch of average workouts, was a 5-furlong drill on November 14th of 59 8/10, the best of 62. I think that tips his hand. You can bet we'll take control at 3-1 or more in race 7, and you can play pick 3s of we'll take control in race 7, Lady Lawyer in race 8, and all in race 9. And another ticket using all in race 7 because it is a wide open maiden race with Lady Lawyer in race 8, with Fat Man, Royal Urn, and Tatweej in race 9. Moving on to race 8 on Saturday, 12-12 at Gulfstream. The 8th race is the My Charmer Stakes with a post of 338. And Lady Lawyer opens a 2-1, and that's fine here. The field's weak even for a non-graded stakes like this one, and the filly won last month in her first two-turn race since importing to the U.S. in June. Tyler Gaffalione was up for the win, rides back, and the 1-1 Equibase figure is the best last race figure in the field. She was in the top hands of John Gosden Europe and won 3 of her first 4, finishing in 2nd in the other. So now she's proven at a route on turf she's likely to earn her first U.S. stakes win. In the 8th race, Lady Lawyer is a win bet at 8-5 or more. And for the double, played Lady Lawyer in race 8 with Fat Man, Royal Urn, and Tatweej in race 9. Moving on to race 9, the Harlan's Holiday Stakes, Gulfstream Park, Saturday, December 12th, with a post of 409 Eastern. Tatweej could be any kind for Pletcher, although I think he may never earn back the $2.5 million they paid for him at auction as a yearling 3 years ago. He finished 2nd in his career debut in June, won 3 in a row, then took 2 months off, and returns off a strong set of drills with Edgard Zayas up as he's been for all 3 wins. Tatuich has good tactical speed, and the 7 post is no issue, as a few horses inside of him have no early speed, so he's likely to get a great trip, or maybe even lead from the start, on his way to earning his first stakes win. Royal Earn opens hard to ignore at 12-1, considering he's won 3 of 5 since moving to the Breen Barn in July. All were state stakes for New Jersey breds, but the 104 and 100 figures earned in those two tell me he fits in this open, not restricted company as compared to Tatuich, who earned a 105 figure last out. Bravo was up for one of the wins and rides back, and Royal Earn must be considered for any bets we make involving this race. Fat Man is certainly a contender, but tough to bet to win anywhere near his 5-2 starting odds. First of all, he has more runner finishes 8 than wins 7 in his career. Although he won the similar Fred Hooper Stakes in January, that was a one-turn mile as opposed to this two-turn mile 16th trip. He did finish second at the distance in last year's Harlan's Holiday. He had a good prep at 7 furlongs, which I think is better than it looks like on paper last month at Keeneland, and he's a must-use on exacta tickets at the very least. In the Harlan's Holiday Stakes, Race 9, Gulfstream Post, 4:09 Eastern, Saturday, 12:12, Tatuich, 2-1 or better. I'd also make a smaller win bet on Royal Earn at 7-2 or better. I'm not going to let him get away at 6-8, 10-1. Exactas, Box, Tatuich, Royal Earn, and Fat Man. Don't forget, check out Amwager.com, who sponsors this. They got some great cool tools, including a dutching tool, which helps you determine how much you want to bet or how much you want to win when making mobile win bets, and does the math for you, which may come in handy in the Harlan's Holiday. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, at Amwager.com. Moving on to the last race here is the Soviet Problem Stakes, Race 8 at Los Alamitos in California, with a post of 6:58 Eastern, 3:58 Pacific. Sensible Cat, Dylan's Wild, and I'm So Anna appear to have an edge over the other 7 in this stakes race for 2-year-old cowbred fillies. Sensible Cat is one of a few with a win around 2 turns, and one of a few also who isn't a need-to-lead type, in which 4 of the 9 are. She won nicely on grass, is bred for dirt, and has a good shot. Dylan's Wildcat led late and came up a head short in the similar stakes last month around 1 turn, so must be respected, as her pedigree suggests 2-turn trip would be no problem, but it must be noted she opens at lower odds 7-2 compared to Sensible Cat at 5-1. I'm So Anna, like a Sensible Cat, has a 2-turn win to her credit, actually a pair, one earned on the all-weather at Golden Gate. She's also won a mile on grass in the open Pike Place Dancer Stakes at the end of October, so she's really 2-for-2 around 2 turns. And she won here at Los Alamitos in a sprint when breaking her maiden in July, so she rounds out the contenders. In the Soviet Problem Stakes, Race 8 at Los Alamitos on Saturday, December 12th, with a post of 6:58 Eastern, 3:58 Pacific, I'd look at Sensible Cat for a win bet at 5-2 or more, and I really like the exacta box here, consisting of Sensible Cat, Dylan's Wildcat, and I'm So Anna. Please check out Amwager.com if you're not a member. Become one. It's free. And again, they cover most tracks and are legal in most states. Completely legal, registered in North America. Amwager.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.